Hello and welcome to Divine Podcast Episode 5. Thank you for finally starting this podcast. I am Will, the editorial manager of MonsterVine.com, and I'm joined by two very esteemed gentlemen who will introduce themselves.
I am Zach Chase, and now I have made less videos than someone who doesn't even work for our site.
Yes.
And I'm Craig, known as Dark Android.
Welcome, Craig.
Hello.
You may have noticed something.
What?
Actually, you may have noticed two things. One, our president is not here. Please explain why, Will.
President? Why? Because apparently when he was trying to move his computer downstairs, he stumbled and fell into an accident, and now it's
and somehow gained cancer.
Accident? Cancer? How? We got word that he fell into a pit of radiation and turned into Wallace and Gromit. Both of them, mind you. And now is flying around the universe trying to save the aliens.
What? So he's
a
Gordy Barton
and
a fucking dog.
That is a gift.
So he's a Gordy Barton
right.
And a dog. Okay.
Exactly.
Well.
And another thing you may have noticed is Americans are now the minority in this podcast team.
Ren Bird, I'd begin with.
We've had Socia Canadian, we've had Andy, a Brit, Craig, a Brit, me, an American, and Will, a man from China. Ladies and gentlemen, we have had only one American. This is an extremely rare thing, so sucks for us.
Yes, because coming from California, it means that I'm from China. Okay.
That makes perfect sense. I mean, it does. I mean, I was born in France, but I'm now technically Canadian.
You were born in the pussy country.
Oh, God, no. Please, just say, I have a personal hatred for France. It's a very British thing.
Retreat!
The British have a personal hatred towards
Those
France.
Those are words you're familiar with.
Alright, in this episode, we will be talking about what we're playing, news, and Resident Evil 5 leading up to our GDC discussion. But let's all take some time out to talk about games we've been playing. Now, who would like to go first?
I think Craig should go first.
Fine. Okay, well, where to start? I guess Killzone 2. Haven't played that much, I admit. Kind of lost interest because I had other games to play. Good game, just can't get into it for some reason. Next over, Valkyria Chronicles.
Because you suck at it.
No, I'm not suck at it. I just can't get into it. Don't know why. I just can't. I mean.
Because you played it already.
I've got
it's
a
called Gears of War 2.
I've got a friend that a friend here who's obsessed with it. He's a PS3 fanboy, the worst kind. If he won't admit, he just annoys the hell out of me. He's obsessed with it and still trying to nag me to play it more, and just can't be arsed. I think probably him's the reason why I can't play it, because he just annoyed me so much about it. I want to play it, but I just can't.
Feeling. I was annoyed so much by Yeah, I was annoyed so much by someone to play I don't know what the fuck even game it was now. I don't know. But they annoyed me so much to play it, I just couldn't love it. I was expecting God in a can, and I just started playing, and I'm like, well, this sucks.
Valkyria Chronicles, really good game. Probably one of the most underrated PS3 games.
What's the game called?
Valkyria Chronicles. That RTS / third-person shooter.
Never actually looked in it.
/ RPG. Really good game, brilliant. At some point I'll review it once I can go to open WordPad. Also, Persona 4. Love that game. I've only a few months in out of a year and done 25 hours already. Still
did
got ages to go.
Did you get the yellow t-shirt like Andy did?
Yep, and I love it. I'm wearing it tomorrow. Again. It's a really good t-shirt. I mean, I need more bright colours because back from years ago, back to my slight emo phase, I still got those black clothes. So I need more bright clothes again. So it's a yellow t-shirt. It's a good start-up. And that's
great.
About it.
Okay. And Zach?
What else? Okay, you just skipped over him entirely when he was going to get into a big game, so I'm going to flip off the screen.
Oh, yeah,
now.
Shit, Resi 5.
I'm going to get into what I've been playing.
Talk about that. I was playing that. Yeah, playing Resi 5.
Okay, apparently Will's saving it for himself. He's greedy like that. He's claiming it for him. He's cuddling it. He's like, my 5.
Okay.
Anyway, okay. I have been playing the best game ever, No More Heroes, because it's the best game ever. And I must say I'm loving it. I love just all the humor in it and how you're trying to think of what could that be making fun of, or the whole just the random just fun, the crude humor. It's done very well. And if you don't own it for Wii, I suggest you either A, fuck off behind a tree, or B, buy the game. I'm leaning towards the first one. Second I've been playing is Mad World. An actual good game by Sega. And fuck else have I been playing?
Woo.
Peggle.
Peggle.
Oh,
Peggle. Because Will made me fucking buy it. Will and Andy made me buy it and said that one time we could do a podcast over it. But
I suppose you haven't convinced me yet.
Well, I guess if you want to get to what I was playing Peggle for the Xbox Live Marketplace. I've been playing Grand Theft Auto 4.
So slowly.
Grand Theft Auto 4. I have not played the expansion yet, and I've been playing Resident Evil 5, which we will have a whole big discussion of later on the podcast. But now, it's time to get to our news.
You're not going
to
tell us how much you love Resident Evil 5, or how it's so addicting, or how Resident Evil 4 is trash.
Oh, what? I'm waiting to discuss that later on, when we have a whole specific segment for it, you know.
Ooh.
Kind of that sort of, yeah. So, moving on to our news segment. Wish we could get Soch for that, but,
Well, we were gonna try to get him on, but he had a paper due tonight.
Oh, alright.
We miss you, Soch.
We miss you dearly.
Let's have a moment of silence.
No, we're not doing this.
Wow, you actually came up for it. Wow.
No, we're not doing that.
But we had a good 2 seconds.
Okay. No, we had a moment of silence. There was a split second of no one talking.
Exactly, that counts as a moment. It's a short moment, but it's still a moment.
It is a moment in time, so we had a moment of silence.
Our biggest news today was that Max Payne 3 has been announced and will be coming this winter for 2009. For the PC.
Is Rockstar North still making it, like the last ones?
I believe that the makers of Bully is making Max Payne 3. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we'll see how well that goes.
I don't know, I've never played a Max Payne game. I've only played a game that was mocking it called Total Overdose. So.
I mean, it will have bullet time for sure. Well, if you watch the movie, that's pretty much how.
And kites fly.
Well.
The movie had a wraith, there were drugs, there were drugsters, there were mobsters.
And angels.
Yeah.
Angels. And Valkyries, apparently. But yeah, I don't know. We'll see how this comes out, because we haven't even seen any gameplay footage for that title yet.
Yeah, I can't really give an opinion, because I've barely played the other two games, so I can't really get excited, nor wait for this, because I haven't really played the first two.
I honestly just don't care. I don't see this as a title I'm going to buy.
I mean, it's probably going to be good, but I haven't played the other two, so I can't really give them a good opinion.
Maybe another title you would like to check out is Biohazard Darkseid Chronicles, which...
No one wants to check out this title, Will.
Come on.
There's a reason the first game was called horrible.
It's because it's a light gun game. You don't like on-rail shooters for the Wii?
Do I think that makes the Wii good?
No, I don't.
Well,
the only one I like is Time Crisis. I'm sorry, Craig.
What are you saying? Well, your rail shooters are the only thing that makes the Wii actually useful and make it use its good potential. Using the Wiimote properly.
I don't know. The only time I've ever seen the Wiimote properly is either in Metroid.
Yeah, Metroid.
Or when I don't have to aim it at the fucking screen. That's it. I honestly, every time I've had to aim it at the screen, it's just so unexact, untimed, it's just bad.
Like Red Steel bad.
This game looks like it's going back to the Umbrella City, and you will get to play as
You mean
Leon
Raccoon
and
City,
Claire.
Not Umbrella.
Raccoon City can...
Did you say Umbrella City?
Yes.
You are such a non-Resident Evil fan. Leave this podcast. You have lost talking privileges during Resident Evil segments. Umbrella City, really. They have their own city now. Is it outside of America? Is it in Kijuju? Where the fuck is it? Does it have some freaking Slovakians who live in sheds made entirely out of mud? Where is it? No, I'm carrying this out. Is there a Dark Side City too?
Oh, I think maybe.
Perhaps. Alright, in my mind it does. I'm not.
Raccoon
I don't
City.
Have a Wii.
You fail, don't even talk right now. No. Put down your mic.
No.
Put it down.
No, I'm not going
put it down.
No.
I want to hear the click sound of you putting your mic on the table.
No.
Click, there we go. So basically, they're pretty much porting a game. I mean, they're making a game which they didn't actually use during Umbrella Chronicles. Because for some reason, they missed out 2 for some reason. They did 0, 1, and then 3. And they never did 2 for some reason. So I guess this is why. So they can make a separate game for it.
They did a bit of 2 with Ada. They did 1 with Ada just leaving, so...
I don't know. I didn't really play much. I played the first 2 levels with a friend, and we played Brawl instead.
Well, then you don't get to say they didn't do 2 now.
Well, I don't know. I thought they didn't. Hence why they made a sequel of it.
You should be talking ignorantly.
Even Prodigies.
Okay.
Okay, seriously though, I actually did not enjoy this. I played the whole game with my Wii Zapper. I felt so badass holding a plastic fucking gun.
Wow, did you actually buy the Wii Zapper?
It made me feel like the old arcade days, but honestly, the game just wasn't fun. Everyone was claiming how it was so hard, and...
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It was easy, it was bad.
Okay. So, you know the news that...
Am I unmuted?
No, you're not on mute. We also know that...
Yes, unfortunately we can hear you, unfortunately.
Yes. Fuck you, Bullard.
Bullard? It's Ballard. Get it right.
No, it's Bullard to me, because your name has the word ball in it.
Yeah, so Ballard. Ballard. It's pronounced Ballard, you tosser. Anyway, next up. Next. Oh, shit.
Next, we know that Resident Evil 0 and Resident Evil 1 will be getting ported to the Wii.
Right, so making a port of a port.
Yeah, they're making port of a port for Nintendo Wii, because they want money.
Are they really? Like, how much of a port is it going to be? Is it just going to be like the same thing for PlayStation now, just with Wii controls, or are they actually going to?
No, it's the same as what it did for
really badass by like giving it RE4.
The Wii's been doing a lot of recent ports, like Pikmin. They've recently ported. They're doing Metroid 1 and 2 soon, so I've been doing that. They're making those are good games on the GameCube.
I heard those were just porting updates. It to the Wii. I didn't hear their reports.
So pretty much, yeah, updates. That's what they're doing for those two. Pretty much, I think that's what they're doing. Instead of but for Pikmin and what I just mentioned. I think just doing that sort of thing. Mm. The GameCube classics, but on the Wii controls. Can't see how it works.
Well, I think, if you're more into Resident Evil, that probably might be interesting to you.
Yeah, if you're one of the diehard fanboys that's like, oh my god, Resident Evil 4 was the worst game in the series, even though it started next-gen gaming itself and had the best graphics ever in all time. Totally. If you're one of those people, then you'll fucking love your Wii right now.
Hmm. Now, here's the part where I think our intermission should be here, or should we move that to after Resident Evil 5?
Well,
are you serious? We've only been going for 12
minutes. I say, yeah, a bit early for intermission, I think. It's not like we're in American TV, where they have intermission after every sentence.
Hey, I like American TV.
Yes, that's why you're putting so much from us these days.
I love the American version of Gordon Ramsay.
It's exactly the same thing, but with American idiots instead. It's with English idiots. It's just him squirming a lot and taking his t-shirt off.
Yeah.
We are blasting through this podcast.
It's very unlikable, actually.
Yep.
Yeah, because we just keep arguing with each other. We haven't actually, I don't think we've said anything about gaming.
We have. We mentioned how it was a port of a port.
I don't think we've had any real discussions.
We have talked about gaming.
Well, in that case, let's talk about fucking Bioshock then. A bit old, it's a bit old, but we can do it. Since we've got the time.
Let's talk about Bioshock, Sea of Dreams. Will?
Yes.
Actually, it's not called Sea of Dreams anymore. It's just called Bioshock 2. They've dropped the Sea of Dreams title.
It's not Bioshock 2, Sea
of Dreams?
Nope,
they dropped that because it's too corny.
Really? I saw it sounded cool.
I like the title too. I don't know. But
that's just Bioshock 2.
The main enemy looks to be the big sister in this game. There's only one big sister, and it'll be following you around in certain stages of this game. So,
but apparently
and you play as a big daddy.
You're putting it so badly. It's not going to be following you around. It's going to be is if you start hunting too many of the little sisters, it's going to come from the sky or the floor or something to just beat the
shit
out of you.
It'd be like a Pyramid Head. You can't beat the bastard until the end. Yeah. Unlike Pyramid Head. But still.
Actually, that's probably exactly what they're ripping off.
I like how this is a sequel to the Bioshock and not actually they're making a prequel.
Which Bioshock like was pretty much a sequel
this is a
to
full,
System
this
Shock.
Is a full sequel.
Well, that too. But, I don't know.
Is it a prequel to System Shock?
No, it's not a prequel. It's just, it's similar sort of way it plays. It's a totally different story. It just plays very similarly.
I don't know. I've never played System Shock.
I don't know, you play as a Big Daddy, so that's...
Yeah, I think that's a really cool feature. We play as a prototype Big Daddy, we have a drill, we unlock abilities
as we go. And you walk at 2 miles an hour.
I think that's a great idea, I think.
And you walk at slow snail pace, going boom, boom, boom.
No, we've seen how fast Big Daddies can move. Like, at the end of Bioshock, we could move at normal speed as a Big Daddy.
True.
And I'm pretty sure we all were surprised when the giant Big Daddy moved faster than Sonic at us to just beat our ass with the drill.
Into just respawned 2 seconds later, right next to them.
Hey, I loved that feature.
Yeah, it was useful.
Not really. That was actually the one thing I could not stand in Bioshock besides the ending.
Well, yeah, the ending was pretty cheap.
Oh, God, yeah. You hold the little sister's hands in the good ending.
I know, and then that was like 10 seconds.
And the bad ending, you're Hitler.
Yeah, you're Hitler. Yeah, pretty much.
Well, as Justice says, why can't I have the middle ground? They can't be a baby-eating Mother Teresa instead.
I don't know. I hope that Bioshock 2 will clarify the story a little bit more, since it takes like... 3 years after.
What more can I clarify?
Yeah, they had a couple things that didn't make sense in Bioshock 1. Like, I loved how the story was told, and they did a great job at sucking you in. I'm not criticizing it. I'm just going to say
here we go again.
Some of the things, if you decided to just stand there and think about it, they didn't make sense. Like, Atlas's family getting blown up, and he claimed it didn't have a family. So, who the fuck did they take prisoner? Or didn't they take prisoner of anybody, and they just randomly decide, oh, let's blow this shit up. let's help him kill me.
That was probably, yeah. So, yeah, Bioshock 2. Hopefully, looking forward to seeing some gameplay footage at E3 or something along those lines.
I hope it actually plays like the original Bioshock teaser. Do you remember seeing that?
Nope.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Where you had to drill through him and was able to just fight back, and they could do that so well, just with simple, like, hold, like, all of a sudden the drill comes at you, just tap X rapidly to push the drill back or something, but it disables plasmids or something.
Hmm. Well, I hope it doesn't revolve around an escort mission, like, because I know you have to rescue little sisters in Bioshock 2. I hope the whole game doesn't revolve around.
Well, no, you still have the ability to harvest them, you have the ability to rescue them, and you have the ability to escort them.
Oh, escort. I hope it doesn't.
I'm never going to escort them. I'm just going to save them all or kill them all or. Yeah, I'll probably.
I saved them all. Just for achievements.
Good ending on YouTube. Now we have Andy Jackson back.
Oh, yes, obviously.
Achievement horror.
No, I'm no longer that bad.
No, that wasn't a crack at your accent. That was a crack at Andy's achievement whoring.
I'm no longer that bad. I've only got about 6,000 points.
You've got 6,000 points incredibly fast. It took me, like, months upon months to get all the points I had.
I've actually, in September, I've had about 6 months.
Meh, okay. You're fine.
Is that?
You're not an achievement whore.
Exactly.
Alright.
Yet.
It's because I've been playing
not until you play Avatar,
other games instead of 360 games.
Alright, shall we take our intermission? Now?
We're only 20 minutes in.
That's probably a good enough time.
You're obsessed with intermission, aren't you? You love intermissions.
I mean...
He wants to use our epic intermission music.
Yeah, we have new music. Oh, we didn't even talk about the new music, did we?
Oh, yes.
Wow. Why mention it now? Why? Why go there? We were doing so well just forgetting it existed, you know, we were gonna let them... subtly notice that we have new music.
Yes, in post-production. Yes, in post-production, which we don't know about until it's done.
All right, I just want to use that intermission music. Welcome back to Divine Podcast, and after our intermission, which is at right now, we'll be moving on to our Resident Evil 5 discussion. So, I guess the top story from the launch event that occurred at midnight, there was a British scavenger hunt for body parts that Capcom hosted. And it turned out very, very bad. I'm pretty sure Craig knows the situation.
It was doomed to failure.
All about the floor.
Even from panic stage.
Flailing about and just seizured.
It was doomed to fail from stage one. From day one, it was doomed to fail. From anywhere you go, it was doomed to fail. It would never, ever work.
I mean, you have plastic dolls, like, covered in blood. They just stashed it away.
We covered them in chicken
and
livers. Poisonous
chicken
livers.
If left uncooked.
Well, yeah, well obviously it's not cooked.
Could be potentially.
I doubt they actually cook it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had a bakery going on, it was amazing. They're like, okay, guys, we should bake these body cakes and put chicken livers inside them. Bake.
I bet stray dogs picked up the damn chicken liver things and just took them away. Or had them hobos under the Thames.
Yeah, I was thinking hobos. I'm thinking homeless people just thought they found a free meal, I mean.
Yeah, ooh, dead person. Seriously, it's never going to work in a big city like London. Or any land, or any city, it's never going to work unless it's properly planned in a small area. But a whole fucking city.
Yeah, it needs to be planned in a small area with select people. Like, a line would be need to set up. No one else could be allowed to enter the area. Or they need to alert the town beforehand.
It's like an Easter egg hunt.
That'd be a nice idea.
I know.
Like Easter egg hugging in your back garden.
Looking for body parts. That's traditional Easter egg.
Yeah, that was stupid.
Oh, God. Capcom, you fucked up.
Launch in your GameStop or whatever the hell you have over there.
Oh, God, that was... Oh, yeah, in Liverpool, yes, my local game. Yeah, it's just called Game here because we can't afford to stop. But, it pretty much was pretty lackluster. Okay, there was like 10 people outside the store. All of the guys, except for one, who returned to my girlfriend. But everyone else was all guys. Giant sausage fest. Just outside the local... just outside the store, just waiting.
Do you really expect that many girl gamers to show up for a Resident Evil 5 midnight launch?
Exactly. There's only one. And then for now, there's two queues. One for the Special Edition, one for the normal. It didn't matter, because only the fucking 10 people. You got inside, and bought the game. That was about it. But there was this one guy trying to convince you to buy the red controller. No thanks, already got one. Well, not a normal controller. I don't need another one. And then and also buy a strategy guide. No thanks, I've got the internet for that. So... or the limited one, the hardback copy.
I already have one, gamefaqs.com.
So in the end, my girlfriend ended up buying just a normal edition with a poster. I weren't clear the one thing they didn't make you try and buy. And then we just left, and that was about it. It was pretty shit launch. I bet it's London, something better, but where I am, where it's just... Well, it's Liverpool, what do you expect? But I wasn't expecting much. Didn't get much.
I mean... There was even, like, less people, and there was just nothing. I literally just... Yeah, as you said, I picked up the game and left. I don't think anyone was actually too interested. I mean, I think the only places that really went well would be in a big city like San Francisco or New York City
exactly.
or something.
I was hoping this game would be sold out, too, because I went, like, the day after, and I wouldn't get this game because they wouldn't have it.
This game isn't this isn't Halo or Grand Theft Auto. They're not going to run out of copies. Resident Evil 5 has always been strictly.
Oh God! That means we're trying to get GTA 4. I was too late to pre-order, so I went on the launch day about 9 in the morning. The only time ever I wake up 9 in the morning. Ready to go and get the game and picked up the last PS3 coffee in the whole Liverpool. I was proud of that.
Wow.
Well, except for the I went to game.
I got luckier than I thought because I went a week after the release. And they had, like, 3 through 60 copies left, and I just bought one.
Mm.
And
one of my friends bought
the
first
copy, which I laughed about, because they had just had so many that were falling off the shelves.
Mm. Well, unfortunately, they were only accepting the right game. They were only accepting pre-orders, so didn't pre-order it, couldn't go. And then tried Game Session, and took the last PS3 copy. 360 was sold out. I could have gone to other stores, like HMV, like more music-based stores, where they don't specialize in games, but I didn't think of that. But I got a copy anyway, so I'm not particularly fussed. And then went to exam after. The game came to the exam, obviously.
There's a funny story about that. Well, Versus Mode DLC is coming from Capcom. Hopefully it's coming out next month. It's supposed to offer multiplayer mode for the game. It's supposed to add, like, this survival mode where you and a group of players fight off a bunch of zombies and the player with the most points wins.
Yeah, there's two, isn't there? There's a co-op version
basically
and a versus.
Like mercenaries, but, everyone's just, it's competitive mercenaries.
Yeah, there was four playing mercenaries, but also there's a thing like, actual versus mode. We actually kill each other.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that'll go well unless they give us the ability to move.
That's just a good point, actually.
It was like, oh, stop, Bam!
Headshot.
Oh crap, I stopped.
And really, anyone who will win will just... Any of the sniper whores will easily win. That's a... If you're a sniper whore, you'll kill every time.
Exactly. That's
you know how to use a sniper.
That doesn't work. Because, well, you can just stop to aim anyway. You stop, move up the gun, and at that point you're dead. It's pretty much who's got the fastest finger. Well, actually, that's for any FPS or any games like that. But generally, it's more pound in that game.
Not really. I mean, no. With Resident Evil 5, it's going to be like, it's going to be a wah-wah-wah, quick of the draw moment, but... I don't know.
Exactly.
It's not like Halo, where if you're getting shot from behind, you can just jump over them.
The good, the bad, and the Jill sandwich.
What?
The good, the bad, and the Jill sandwich.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well... We kind of already reviewed Resident Evil 5 thanks to
Yuri.
That guy who reviews stuff occasionally.
One day he's just going to message us all with the pronunciation of his name, and he's going to just like be flipping out.
Yeah, I'm sorry. He gave a very good review, very comprehensive, very long,
detailed,
and it was good at the end.
Do you agree with that review?
I'm in the game industry, and I don't know how honestly anyone can write that much about games. Can't do it. I can write 5 paragraphs at most, and then I'm just like, can't fuck this.
IGN does that. Yeah. They have like 6-page reviews.
I bet
exactly
for
every
fan game really because of this game be good.
Page. I mean, Resident Evil 5 actually did have a 4-page, and another big. When they're trying to argue that the title is good, they will have a long review. That's pretty much what it is.
Or was Big Buster Starter?
I don't know, but I think we were trying to argue that this game. Was good.
Excellent. It was secretly
not
Resident Evil 4.
To the par.
Really?
Fluffy coat.
Yeah. I mean, we all played it. Like,
I played a demo with Will, who sucked.
Basically,
I did all the work.
Hey.
The game.
You suck.
The game is brilliant.
That was pretty much.
I sucked. Therefore, now you think I suck. Yes.
No. You play with me with the full game, and we'll see.
Yeah,
who
that's gonna be really fun considering you have infinite ammo and have what. I'm sorry, go on.
Who sucks? Oh, I beat the game.
I beat 5.
The game, yeah. I put in the disc just to mock somebody.
I have beaten 5.
Oh, wow. You should play it.
I'm sorry, I spaced out just
well,
because,
Craig has beaten 5.
Yeah, IGN had something about Halo. Go on.
What?
I was waiting for Craig to say something about
that's
the game.
Right, yes,
so,
that's right. Well, yes, I remember that, yes. Yes, the game's brilliant if you've got a friend to play with. Other than that, frustrating as fuck.
Yeah, I heard the single player isn't good.
Is Sheva really that retarded?
No, she's not retarded. As a player, she's not too bad. She aims pretty decently, but she doesn't do headshots much. It's mainly body shots and inventory. It means you're paying a lot of time doing 2 inventories, so it's a bit of a pain in the ass in that sense. It's not game-breaking, it's just a pain in the ass.
Oh. Well, I heard she uses up all of ammo if you give her a machine gun.
I heard she won't even use it.
Actually, no. She won't.
She'll just be like, yeah, fuck this.
She occasionally will. It's a bit iffy, that sense. But you can command her to do cover and stuff like that, but it doesn't make much of a difference. It's best to get your actual player.
I heard she only has 2 commands, like cover and attack.
And even that doesn't make a difference.
I don't know. How would...
I guess she said to cover and then to do it by yourself. But then again, yeah, you need a good AI partner, because otherwise, well, it just makes things more fun that way. You've got a friend next to you or on live or PSN, and it was already the game was made for 2-player. The single player was second thought.
That's why it's so much shorter than Resident Evil 4. I'm guessing is because they wanted you to be able to run through it with a partner. They didn't want you just like, oh, you can run. You have to play over and over for 50 days straight looking for a different person.
The way that I feel that they made it, like, it's supposed to be geared for co-op. I mean, if you get anything less, like, single player, it seems like it would not
exactly
be worth the time.
It's like they made a good co-op game, thinking, oh yeah, it worked, it's fine. I bet, like, a few months ago, thinking, yes, it's done. Yeah, but let's spend their own. Oh, fuck, we forgot about them. So they're thinking, oh, let's just, do that and just leave it at that, where you can do it yourself. Because it does seem a bit rushed, also, of doing your own thing. They could have done that better, like, should automatically combine the red and the green, or red and green herbs and stuff like that. More responsive.
Yeah, that's the inventory system.
Just decides to do whatever the fuck she wants.
But if you think that way, if she did what she wants, then people get annoyed thinking, oh, she just did that and didn't want her to.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. Like for instance, again, like, you know, how Nibis and Yatsu, he mentioned how she, you know, to come and heal you, and then of course he didn't want to heal you with the big herb, so he ends up running away to avoid Shiva from healing her and from healing him. If that happens, but Shiva, blah blah blah, Shiva, Ice Warrior, whatever.
Hey, if I have to pronounce Ballard right, you have to
Ballard! Okay, fine. Shiva. Sorry, I got 5 minutes out of my mind. Shiva. With an E, not an I. Okay,
I'm mistaken. She is fully African. Sorry, Zach.
Even though she has a British accent, she just has a British voice actor.
Exactly.
Capcom is fucking with you. That's
I'm
what
sorry.
They're known for.
Oh, man. I feel like they've taken out the scare factor for Resident Evil 5 and play with co-op, though.
Trips
it's not
kill.
As fun.
It's never been scary, though. The games have never been scary to begin with. They've been B-movie scary. No, the
I
first one
was
never
scary.
A lot of people, for some
if
reason,
play
thought it was scary. Personally, I could never think it was
okay,
scary. I mean,
sure
I
there was your,
I
okay, sure there was scary. Your... Okay, there was your jump in original games, but generally, they've never been scary. The only game... Well, they've been to, yeah, sure there's been survival horror, but that's the thing. It's never been horror. It's been about surviving. Sure, you were ammo these days, but it's never been scary to begin with.
I will say... No, that's not entirely true. I mean, games like Dead Space and Fear are actually pretty scary.
Oh yeah, those games are, and like Silent Hill, but Resident Evil isn't. Personally, any
Resident
of the
Evil
games.
Was never meant to be scary, I mean... Actually, no, it was meant to be, but it just isn't. I mean, some people get freaked out with their lot of enemies, but...
Oh yeah, because like, I remember the demo. Last time I made a demo, and I was actually...
If you counted that
when...
as scary, then I would count fucking Ninja Gaiden 2 as survival horror, just because I screamed more in that at the massive amount of enemies than I ever did in Resident Evil 4 or the demo of Resident Evil 5.
I think you must scream more at the horrible control
and the bad
camera
controls.
I did not mind Ninja Gaiden 2's camera. You want to know why? Because I didn't need it. I knew when they were about to attack and was still able to block and kill correctly.
Well, I hate
it
with the swimming controls. Really bad swimming controls in that game. But, I mean, it was a good game, just bad swimming controls. Which is a small part of the game, but still.
Do you think the part where they put, like, Gears of War 2, like, cover mechanics in there, was it, like, trying to be more Western?
Is it
they
random?
Had
like,
a cover system in that?
Well,
like? I did not know.
We're not getting God.
They had that cover system.
Yeah, well, it did in a small part of chapter 2, but then they brought it in chapter 5 in a tanker when all the zombies now have AK-47s. So they kind of needed it, or else otherwise you'd be fucked. Otherwise, yeah, I mean, if I have any shoes, you said and still.
Now all the zombies have guns, are you kidding me?
Towards the end, yes. Towards the end, they do.
Yeah.
The like militia.
Yeah.
So I think they needed it, but it feels a bit weird though because it's there. It works pretty decently, but it feels like they could have actually implemented it. But if they didn't implement it, it would lose the whole horror part of it. Could begin shooting at me. I'll cover. But yeah, it's good that they only had it for certain sections,
like,
certain walls
like,
you can cover.
It's quite Mass Effect's cover system. Is that true or?
It's more prompted, like, as soon as you get near a certain wall you can cover it, it'll say, press X to go to cover, press R to get out of it, and stuff like that.
Okay.
Well, the one thing I must say about this game is, like, the cutscenes are good, and then they bring in the quick time
randomly
sequences
again. Yeah, it's good, but it was more random this time.
Sequences? Because I personally love them.
Yeah, I like them.
I
like
them too. I mean,
but this time, about times,
well.
I mean, because
they work
I forgot they were in Resident Evil until, like, randomly, and 5 was like, oh shit, and then I died because I forgot they had quick time events. It happened quite a few times.
There were times where that happened to me in 4, like, do you remember the Krauser scene where you were fighting and knifing him?
Yeah,
that
was honestly so into the cutscene, I put the controller down. Not a smart idea on my part, because I had to kind of fucking try to grab it really quickly, and I was just trying to press any button to hope I was going to get the right one.
Actually, this is my thing I know about co-op. If you do a co-op, then everyone has to press the exact same button at the same time. If you don't, then you're fucked up.
Yeah.
That annoyed
difficult.
Me, because like, I pressed it.
There
that's
so
difficult.
Many fucking problems with this game, it sounds like. Why are people calling it the next Metal Gear?
What? Who called it that?
Oh, I
have honestly heard IGN and actually a couple places where people are saying, this game is like the Metal Gear Solid 4 of this year.
They called GTA 4 perfect.
Well, everybody
called you're
GTA
talking
4
to the same
perfect.
People
that's
who
called. That's not a valid point.
Exactly. It's not perfect, but
I mean,
everyone called it perfect.
So,
everyone called Halo perfect. It's not perfect, but everyone called it perfect.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say Resident Evil 5 is perfect by any
means.
Because, like, the commands, like, the you had... I don't know, I can't spoil the final boss fight, but this is one point...
I'm not an idiot!
I know you know it's Wesker,
there's
but there's one point where you have to...
Wesker is the final boss! They bring back Wesker! Wesker's the final boss!
I know.
Wesker!
The point is...
Don't shut
one
up!
One sequence... where you have to push a boulder down... And then, you really don't know what you're doing.
Oh, that bit annoyed me.
Because you had to press all these...
The first part was with Sheva. I got it back, didn't I? Yeah. Sheva, where pretty much, she has to... We have to, like, she's one of the cliff edge. You have to tap X. Tap a D. The first problem is, the person that was playing with me couldn't do it fast enough. He was doing it quite fast, but not fast enough. So we had to swap. I did it. It fucking killed my hand to press X enough times to climb back up. A normal person wouldn't be able to tap that fast or want to tap that fast. It was insanely... It's like, literally, you had to tap it to a point, your hand would fall off. It was kind of ridiculous. I don't know if it's just me, but he couldn't do it. I just about did it. It was a pain in the ass. It was needlessly annoying to do that.
That's why turbo controllers exist, though.
Yeah, because everyone has turbo controllers these days.
I don't know. I just wouldn't see, like, press mashing a single button, like crazily because I didn't want to die would be a good choice.
It's games
game
like that
play.
That actually
right.
killed many
do you
of my
find
old
boss?
PS2
like, you could
controllers,
do...
including my PS2 wireless, because I had to tap, I think it was for an old Tony Hawk game or something actually, sorry, I had to like tap X or something incredibly fast, and I was doing it so hard that it actually almost broke the button, it loosened it right out, and it was just a pain in the ass.
Oh, come on, the fan who got so annoyed, he threw the controller on the floor, but yeah, but it's so hard, it bounced back to his hand.
Yeah. So, I mean, to sum up Resident Evil 5...
Not perfect.
Good, not excellent, not even...
It's,
yeah,
I say it's great, but flawed. Great, but flawed.
It's fun and addictive, apparently.
I mean, I enjoyed it, like, we played it... It's like first we played it through, like we started playing it at midnight, completed it, and then realised it was daytime and 7 in the morning. It was like, oh fuck. I mean,
since how long is this game about?
It took us 8.5 hours on the first one.
Yeah, it wouldn't take you very long since it's only.
I think apparently someone's done it in an hour and a half.
I'm really thinking of just spamming this like all day tomorrow or something, just see how.
It's possible. That's possible.
I think.
I mean, because it's achievement, isn't it, or something, sure. Or not achievement, but to get an infinite rocket launcher, you have to do it in under 5 hours. Who's ringing?
Okay.
Oh, honestly, we're not silent.
Is it Andy? Is Andy calling you?
Is Andy? Andy
it's
might
not,
be calling.
Is it really?
No. Sorry. Okay, but back to the point, I guess we summed up Resident Evil 5 pretty well, so I guess going on this week... is our GDC discussion, which is very... We couldn't make it, but we're still covering it anyway.
Not far from it.
I live
across the Atlantic.
I live in Los Angeles.
Ah, shit. Just poked myself with a thumbtack. I'm sorry. But go on.
I mean, well, GDC, it's important to developers, not for the consumers, because... This is the place where developers come together and talk about their video games.
I don't know, sometimes it's
engines
and conferences like this, where I'm afraid that's where Treyarch got their idea for Call of Duty World at War.
It's like, okay, let's talk to these Infinity Ward guys, and let's see what they're doing. Let's get some of their...
It's just a way to showcase the new engines and software and things that publishers like Sony and Microsoft have just announced. They're sort of... They've upgraded the dev kits. It's that sort of thing for developers so they can make better games easier.
And I hope they take from it
But it's basically turned into a thing where it's kind of an award show and more of a way of showing some lesser-known games. Like last year, there was Little Big Planet that showed. But generally, this is not really a giant conference. It's more of a conference to...
Oh!
What the fuck was that?
My phone just randomly went off. I don't know why.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jack.
Andy.
What do
you serious?
Yeah. Yeah, hold
really?
On. Continue the discussion, continue.
Okay. Well, I mean, like, GDC, the biggest news we encountered so far out of it is this On Live thing, which is supposed to stream video games to your TV or monitor so you can play them remotely. So there's no need for a physically like, device to play games. You just need this, like, box.
Exactly, thing. You can have a shit computer.
Right.
And stuff like that. Like, my one's about not that great. It can barely handle Audio Surf and Fable, let alone Crysis. But apparently they're saying I can use it and play Crysis perfectly on my laptop or TV. So it has brilliant potential,
yeah, that's why
it just won't work
in
theory.
I personally have a shit gaming PC that can't run Half-Life 2, alright?
Well, never can mine.
I mean, it's supposed to take out the fact that, oh, PC games, like, they take so much hardware to run it. They're taking that aspect out and, like, giving you the game right there. But yet, you just have to stream it. And that seems to be the problem, like, with
it seems too futuristic.
I feel.
For the moment. I mean, if it works, yeah, then fucking brilliant. It means it has the potential to kill consoles. But it's whether or not it actually works.
I don't think it has the potential to kill consoles. What
seriously,
I think
it takes out the whole...
end PC gaming.
Well, can it? It takes out the whole retail.
People aren't
going to
buy games for their PC anymore. People aren't going to be upgrading their PCs anymore. People aren't even going to want to use their mouse anymore. They're going to be playing this on live, and now games are just going to be coming out through on live.
I mean, it would take out retail. The very thing that people want to try and take out... Like, many publishers hate the idea of used game sales. It's kind of killing their sales a bit, because everyone's buying used games, so it's cheaper. As a consumer, you find the cheapest price, you buy it used, it's cheaper, it means that the publisher's not getting that money. So it's why they want more download only. It's why many publishers have actually come onto this system, because they like it, it's download only, the money goes straight to them, they lose the middleman. So it can, and just that option means...
One thing I don't like about this is actually the way it's actually working. The whole, you're not actually running the game, that you're just getting a stream of the game as you're playing it, and that stream could be completely thrown off, completely, entirely, and you have no idea. Like, in online games, that could actually kill you, and if you just have a laggy internet as it is, like, you're gonna be thrown off whenever you're playing Crysis. Like, you're not even gonna be aware that the enemies are shooting you. And for all you know, you could actually be a full 3 or 4 seconds behind.
That's the thing, though. If it actually works, it works. But it's based on internet speed. If you've got very unstable connection speed, it's not gonna work. Yeah, sure, you've got a regular 1 or 2 meg. Okay, fair enough, that won't get HD footage or get standard definition. But if it's constantly fluctuating, it'll really affect your connection. It kind of rely on the fact you connect by cable. If you don't otherwise, like, for instance, my mum back home, completely shit, always disconnects. That'd be a fucking pain in the ass for me back home. But if it actually works, then it has brilliant potential to actually change, well, not kill consoles, but change the way consoles are from CD-based to online-based, which is the next step, really.
It could work, but honestly, I don't think it's going to. I'm skeptical. There are investors lined up, and I think they're all honestly just going to be disappointed. The only real reason I'm ever going to buy this, I swear to God, it's going to be a month trial I'm going to get, if they have such a thing, and I'm going to just buy it for Crysis, and then Crysis Warhead, that's it, I'm done, I'll put it down.
Or you could sign up for beta testing. Apparently, they're actually let people sign up for beta testing for Summer 09 for those living in the US, so you can sign up on the website, beta test it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. As I said, I really just don't think this is going to work. I mean, it's a good idea in theory, but whenever you apply something that works in theory to the online world, it just goes all to hell. Like, it's
exactly.
When people try to apply the laws of Call of Duty or something to the world of gaming, it just doesn't work. Or when you want to play... Yeah.
Communism works in theory.
Oh my god, 1,000v1,000 PvP. No, let's just assume that nobody in the world has dial-up. Something like that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's like communism. Works in theory, in practice,
it
doesn't work.
To a one-console deal.
But I want it to work, though. I want it to work.
Yeah. If it can lead to just one console, one giant console, where I'll be able to play Infamous or God of War whilst playing Halo and Huxley, then I'm for it. I have no
problem. Sure it works, but I think eventually there'll be competitors, like Sony create their own on live. Then Microsoft feel, and that means it'd be like new type of consoles. It'd be like new sort of way of a new market instead. It's not something different, which is what ruled it all. It'd be a new market. It would change the way gaming is, for the hardcore at least. The Wii probably stayed the Wii.
It could.
Because I can't see the Wii going into this. The Wii's not going to go into this anytime soon.
Yeah,
it'll
actually
be
right. You can't use, you wouldn't be able to use a Wiimote with this. It wouldn't work. I mean,
exactly.
Unless it has like the Duck Hunt system.
Yeah, it's a Wii's on its own. It's in a different league, and it has been, but PSP and 360 has the potential to move on to this system in the future. Maybe the next generation is this system, or the generation after that. God knows.
Well, skeptical about this on live service, but that's not the only thing from GDC this week, it seems, because, like, I know Nintendo had their whole keynote today. They released a whole bunch of info.
Zelda Trains!
So pretty much exactly the same as the boats, only it's only Sarah based on the tracks.
On your date!
Yeah. That will be talked about in a later podcast, but we're just wrapping up GDC for here today. The first day that we actually get good news is that Kojima is going to announce his big project at E3.
But the question is, I'm wondering, I don't think, Kojima is not the type of guy to just sit around and wait for, like, Konami to have a presentation or to just randomly say it during E3. He's going to do it during one of the big three press conferences.
I think he will come out and say, he'll show his trailer, and then at the end, he'll come out and say, do you like it? And that will be the end.
That was perfectly timed.
Oh yeah, that worked perfectly. That was me. That worked
perfectly. Craig, I love you. You're now officially on this podcast team forever.
Oh yeah, that's a good sign.
That was awesome. I was on here, whee! I'm like, what the fuck? I had the need to look at my screen just because I thought Kojima was in our podcast or something.
Yep, I've had that on YouTube thing in the past since we started this thing. Waiting for the moment disappeared and couldn't play it. And it happened to work perfectly.
Good job.
So yeah, hopefully we look forward to more GDC announcements as the week continues, but this is all we have so far.
Yeah, maybe next week, maybe in 2 weeks, if we actually do a podcast in 2 weeks, we'll have something about it, but...
Actually, apparently...
Come on, do you guys really expect us to have a podcast in 2 weeks?
Skeptical. But apparently both Microsoft and Sony have released... making cheaper dev kits and more use from it. So like how PSV's gone and your dev kits now cost $200. $2,000, and improved the engine so it makes it easier to render on the Blu-ray and stuff like that. Something they should have done years ago. And now
Sony doesn't have that kind of money to waste. Didn't they lose like $1 billion?
Oh god, that's a company now. They don't just make consoles, do they? Yeah, sure, they lost $1 billion out of how many billion?
The console, to be fair, so...
Sure, they lost $1 billion, but of how many billion have they lost? I mean, they got... lost $1 billion, but how many billion do they have?
It was actually a ridiculous amount. Like, I felt bad. Like, I was honestly thinking that Sony was going to become Sega at that moment. And honestly, if that did happen, the only people who would make it out would be Insomniac, because they aren't owned by Sony.
We'll see about that in...
You're trying
that
to close
happened,
the podcast, and we're not letting you. I love it. We just keep going.
I know. It's, you called me 2 times on my phone.
3, actually.
I think that was a... Why?
Because you turned your ringer off, and I had to see if you did.
Yeah, I heard the damage.
You're an ass. I totally wanted you to say, who the fuck keeps calling me? And then see Zach just on your caller ID.
Well, he's a bit of a faggot.
Yeah.
I had to take the piss out of the game.
Right. How about site news?
We have this new feature called Gaming with Khan. It's our video show for Vaughn Sublime that Solar Khan does. He talks about random video game topics every Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Holy shit!
Though that's been a bit skeptical recently because he's got school. Well, it's not school, but generally working and stuff like that. He's trying to get as much as possible. So it's a bit unpredictable, like this podcast, pretty much.
Honestly, I think he should limit the sound to once a week because he's going to wear himself out. But if he can do it,
he had done.
I'm for it.
He has been until recently. He's got other stuff going on, like work. But
I don't know. Honestly, I haven't loaded up our site in like 2 months.
Well, that pretty much shows your enthusiasm.
I'm waiting for my capture card.
Enthusiasm and commitment.
It's not my fault. My capture card got sent to another Zach Chase with the exact same address in Sweden.
Are you fucking serious?
How did you make that mistake?
I'm sure making this up, aren't you? I'm sure you're making this up. First it was leather places kept it for a while, and then it just making excuses that you have no money to afford one, isn't it? You have no money to take it now. Fuck, what can you use now? Next up, next excuse. Yeah, Andy took it. He burnt it in a field.
See, Craig, I'm surprised because you're actually the only one who can justify that I had a capture card at one point.
Yeah. I saw
and
that footage.
VG Spectrum YouTube audience, they can too, but you especially can just because you're like, Metal Gear Solid 3 cutscenes, PLZ.
But then we got one and we kind of gave up.
No. I got the part till Snake died, thank you. And then he came
back
to life, and I was like, fuck this.
Alright, so... we'll talk more about this in a side, but...
I'll tell you guys what happened to Andy as soon as we end this, so let's end it.
We love you, Andy, but you kinda...
Let's hope you recover well from your fall.
Thank you for listening to the Vine Podcast, episode 5. Oh yeah!
What was that?
Yeah.